Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our message for this celebration of the resurrection and victory which our Lord Jesus Christ has given to Chandler is based on Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 through 5, where the Apostle John writes, "And he showed me a river of the water of life, clear as crystal, coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its streets, and on either side of the river, was the tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall no longer be any curse. And the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his bondservants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. And there shall no longer be any night, and they shall not have need of the light of a lamp, nor the light of the sun, because the Lord God shall illumine them, and they shall reign forever and ever." This is our text. Dear Janet, Lynn, Candace, Courtney, dear family and friends of Chandler Lupke, dear friends in Christ Jesus, we're sure a long way from Eden, aren't we? When you folks packed up your things this past summer to move here from Eden, Texas, you knew that there would be some hard days ahead, some difficult adjustments. Finding a new house, making new friends, long nights of study, a whole new lifestyle. But you didn't expect this. This shouldn't be one of the crosses that a family has to bear when Dad decides to come to the seminary to prepare for the holy ministry. No, it shouldn't be. And God never intended things this way. In the first Eden, in the Garden of Eden, none of this would have happened. In the first Eden, there was no death, not at first. Everything there was perfect. Beautiful. The four rivers, the Pishon, the Gihon, the Tigris, Euphrates, watering all the land so opulently. Trees bearing all the luscious fruit anyone could ever want to pick and eat. And in the middle of the garden, the tree of life. You could eat of it and never die. Best of all, in the first Eden, our first parents got to see God face to face. He'd come and stroll with them in the cool of the day, share whatever was on his mind, listen to whatever they were thinking. The thought of death never occurred. Well, even Eden, Texas isn't that kind of garden spot anymore. Sin destroyed Eden. Eve sins, Adam sins, our sins. And suddenly, the ground and everything on it was cursed. Nothing worked right anymore. Everything is messed up. Things that aren't supposed to happen, happen. Terrible, terrible tragedies, accidents that are nobody's fault, are a direct result of the fallenness that our sin brought into the world. We are a long, long way from Eden, aren't we?
Yeah.
But Chandler isn't. Today, he is with Jesus in paradise. In our text this morning, the Apostle John gives us a glimpse of this paradise restored. He says again, "And the angel showed me a river of the water of life, clear as crystal, coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street, on either side of the river, was the tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And there shall no longer be any curse, and the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his bondservants shall serve him, and they shall see his face." You know, our text this morning is really the culmination of the entire biblical narrative. The whole story of the Bible is how mankind is restored to paradise. And that's the work of the Lamb, Jesus, the seed of the woman, the one promised already on that day of weeping when our first parents lost paradise, when they were expelled from the garden. Jesus has undone their sin. Jesus has put an end to the curse by himself becoming a curse for us. All of the sin that destroyed Eden, Eve's and Adam's, yours, mine, Chandler's, Jesus paid for on the cross. And when he rose from the grave, the head of that ancient serpent was crushed. Eden is restored. The angel guards the gate no more. The Holy Spirit opened the eyes of Chandler's heart to see that reality when he was baptized, July 8, 1994. He nourished and sustained Chandler's faith through the word of Christ that Lynn, Janet, you, Pastor Boyce, and I know also Candace and Courtney that you shared with him through the years. God enabled him, Chandler, to confirm his faith and to receive the strengthening of Christ's body and blood for the first time Trinity Sunday 3 years ago. I really appreciated very much the opportunity to see just a few of the ways that God enabled Chandler to testify to his faith. You know, just the brief tour of his bedroom you gave me on Saturday, Lynn, revealed quite a lot. I love the picture of Chandler with you, Candace, and with all the kids from the youth group at the Atlanta Youth Gathering, the Synodical Youth Gathering in 98. And then there was his journal. Was that ninth grade that he wrote that? Somewhere in there. He, on the first inside cover, wrote an acrostic using his own name. And he wrote these words: courageous, sincere, radiant, intelligent, earnest, Christian. You know, a junior high or high school kid doesn't have to write that in a notebook for a public school. You only do it because you believe that Jesus is your Savior and you know how important that is. Another entry you gotta love. This one, first he quotes from somebody in literature, maybe somebody that his English teacher put him onto. The quote: I told her I found God one summer day long ago beneath a sky of deep agate blue, a blue that comes to the south only in late summer. Now Chandler's reaction. He says, I don't agree with this quote because I believe that you don't find God. God finds you. Chandler had a sense of just how far we have fallen from Eden. Total corruption. Totally unable to find God, warmth to God. But Chandler also knew the lengths to which God went to bring us back to Eden, giving his own son into death on the cross. And here's the blessed result. While we live in a world still far, far removed from Eden, a world so cursed by sin that the unthinkable happens, Chandler drinks from the river of living water. Eats every day from the tree of life. There's no more curse for him. And he beholds the face of Christ. For now, we are a long way away. But in the same way he did it for Chandler, Christ restores us to Eden. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.